أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا ضربتم في سبيل الله فتبينوا ولا تقولوا لمن ألقى إليكم السلام لست مؤمنا تبتغون عرض الحياة الدنيا فعند الله مغانم كثيرة كذلك كنتم من قبل فمن الله عليكم فتبينوا إن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verse number 94 of Surah An-Nisa. In the last two verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the killing of a believer. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about it in a different aspect, in a different form. The circumstances surrounding the revelation of this ayah are two famous incidents that had taken place. One was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent out a group of sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they had come across a person from the Banu Sulaym tribe. This person was an ordinary shepherd. When he saw these people out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made salam to them, saying, "Assalamu alaikum." In other words, outwardly showing them that he is a believer, he is a Muslim. Some of them felt that he had done this to protect himself, but in reality he would have not been a believer, and hence they had killed him and they had taken his flock and they had proceeded. And then we find another narration that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sent a group of sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when they had come to the enemy, most of them had fled but one person, and that person, when he saw the sahaba, that person read the shahada. He said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah." In other words, proclaiming and professing his shahadat, his deen, in the oneness and the tawheed of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yet the sahabi Sayyiduna Miqdad ibn Aswad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had felt that the person had done it in his defense. He had done it to show that he is a Muslim, but in reality he is not a Muslim. And Sayyiduna Miqdad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had then killed this person. Coming back to Madina Tayyibah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed of the incident. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyiduna Miqdad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, "What are you going to do about the shahadat tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah?" So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, idha darabtum fi sabilillah," that when you travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "fatabayyanu," then clarify. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about going out and traveling in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because generally in one's residence, in one's surrounding, a person is quite familiar with who has brought iman and who has not brought iman. It is when a person goes out, a person emerges, and then somebody suddenly greets us, then we are not sure whether that person is a believer or not. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks more about the journey, and obviously linked to the incidents that had taken place in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ أَلْقَى إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا. And do not say to that person who greets you with salam. This will be the translation in the first incident, and in the second incident, the translation will be that that person who proclaimed his submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not say with regards to such individuals, "Lasta mu'mina," that you are not a believer. From here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear that when somebody shows us the signs of their deen, the person had made salam, the person recited the kalima, the person calls out the adhan, or the person is performing his salat, then for us it is sufficient to believe that that person is a believer, and we do not have to go any further. Yes, on the contrary, we will find, like in Madina Tayyibah, then the Yahud that also claimed to be believers, but then we found that their actions were contrary. So now, if somebody is reciting the kalima, and then together with that, we will find that the person is carrying out a deed of kufr, like the person is making sajda, for example, to some idol, then that becomes clear that that person is not a believer, or he utters a word or some words of kufr, of disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that will clarify that that person is not a believer. The example that the ulama have given was Musaylama al-Kadhab. He was an imposter. He claimed to be a Nabi of Allah ta'ala, even in the last part of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, and then in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it is said about him that when he would make the adhan, or when the adhan was called out, he would command the adhan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, was proclaimed. But together with that, his own claim to nubuwat made him a disbeliever. So hence we will see, when the person makes the claim of Islam and there is nothing attached to it by way of kufr, words or deeds, then we will accept the Islam of that person. But if, however, there are clear words or there are clear deeds that make it clear to us that that person is not in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only we will doubt the Islam of that person, or then we will clarify, or we will call that person a disbeliever. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبْتَغُونَ عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that you are in search of the wealth of this world, of the goods of this world, particularly in the case of the first incident of the person of the Banu Sulaym, that that person had his flock, and now all that was taken as booty, as spoils of war. فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَغَانِمُ كَثِيرًا, the truth and the reality is this, that they are an abundance of spoils by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the possession of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Thereafter Allah ta'ala reminds the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that you had also gone through that period of difficulty in Makkah Mukarramah, the period of oppression in Makkah Mukarramah, when you were also unable to make your Islam known. You could not say to one and all that you are a believer. So you had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then you did not make it known to everyone. So you had also gone through the same. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that similar you had been before. But فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored you. So Allah ta'ala says, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, in all instances then you will clarify, you will investigate, especially when a person makes it known that that person is a believer and that person is a Muslim. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of your deeds, that whatever you do, all of it is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.